The theme is attitude and what I call energy field theory. All of us have an energy field around us, and we must be very careful not to let anyone else contaminate it with their negativity, with their unpleasantness, with their unhappiness. Ella Wheeler Wilcox, a 19th century poet who wrote clever lyrics that were quite popular during her time, in her poem, Solitude, gives a poetic description of how to keep your energy field clean and clear and uncontaminated. Laugh, and the world laughs with you. Weep, and you weep alone. For the sad old earth must borrow its mirth, but has trouble enough of its own. Sing, and the hills will answer. Sigh, it is lost on the air. The echoes bound to a joyful sound, but shrink from voicing care. Rejoice, and men will seek you. Grieve, and they turn and go. They want full measure of all your pleasure, but they do not need your woe. Be glad, and your friends are many. Be sad, and you lose them all. There are none to decline your nectared wine, but alone you must drink life's gall. Feast, and your halls are crowded. Fast, and the world goes by. Succeed and give, and it helps you live, but no man can help you die. There is room in the halls of pleasure for a long and lordly train, but one by one we must all file on through the narrow aisles of pain. Indeed, she tells us, if you laugh, you'll create a world of laughter, and if you weep, you'll be alone. If you rejoice, others will seek you. If you're full of grieving, they'll turn and go. You'll have crowded halls and happy life if you feast and enjoy. Attitude, it creates the very world that you experience each and every day. And it's your choice. Laugh or weep.